トムさんはこの9月に、ベビーメタルの、ライブを初めて、シカゴに見に来ました。その時の様子とかも含めて、リュウタさんと、トムさんでベビーメタル談義を、していきたいかと思いますが、リュウタさん、リュウタさんもベビーメタル結構好きそうなので、というか関心があるみたいなので、トムさんに聞いていただいたらいいんですが、さっき、ベビーメタルはもともと3人で始まったけれど、途中でユイメタルが、脱退して2人にしばらくなっていたんですが、このライブの時は3人目が、入って、また3人で多分やっていたりとかしているので、トムさんはその辺のこともご存知というか説明できると思いますね。ちょっと英語で聞いてみてください。よろしくお願いします。
Yeah, so you went to their show in Chicago
I did, yes.
couple weeks ago now, and 2 3 weeks now.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it in the first place?
It was I have played in this club before, or this it's a theater really. A long time ago, as an opening act for some other, touring band that went through there. So I had memories of the building, but it's very different from when you're out front in the audience instead of backstage. It's a completely different experience. So that was interesting to me. But it was a extremely professional show, I'll put it that way. I went there knowing more or less what to expect, having seen things on YouTube or whatever, and so I had an idea of what to expect. But what surprised me about it was just how exactly like everything that I had ever seen it was. There was no deviation in any way, not even the slightest deviation from what I had seen online. Which was fascinating to me because I'm used to thinking, well, a live show will be different. It's, you're on stage, you're there, you'll say different things, you'll behave in a different way. It will just you'll get more of a sense of the person than on professional things. But no, it was exactly the same.
Interesting. Is it a good thing for you or
I'm not
not
sure.
a
I'm
good?
still processing that actually. I would say yes and no. Yes, in the sense that any thought that I might have had that they any slight doubt that I might have had that they are not absolute masters of their craft has been dissipated. They are actually as good as they could possibly be at doing what they do. But at the same time, any sense that I thought I might come away with just sort of like, oh, I kind of feel like I know them now was blown away because no, I mean, it's like watching a movie, like watching a play, I guess. If you saw a film of a play and then you go actually see the play and it's exactly like the film, then it's almost like, why did I even go? Because I could have just been in the comfort of my own home and watched the exact same thing. So, yeah, I'm not sure how to answer that, honestly.
I see. Oh, so
Sorry.
no,
You're wanting
no,
more answer? I thought you were going to translate, so I'm trying to keep my answers somewhat compact.
じゃあ、リュウタさん、いかがですか？トムさんは、そこで演奏したことがあるというところから話が始まって、うーっていう感じだったんですが。
そうですね、シカゴの、シアター、劇場というか、ライブハウスというかみたいなところ、トムさんが昔オープニングアクトで出てたことがあるらしいですけど、行って、びっくりした、トムさんが、びっくりしたのは、映像で見てるの、YouTube とかだと思うんですけど、映像で見てるのと全く同じパフォーマンスする。ライブショーだと毎回違ったりするのが普通だけど、トムさん昔バンドやってたので、もちろんそういうライブに出るようなバンドやってたので、その経験から言ってもだと思うんですけど、ライブショーだといろいろ違うことするけど、その全く同じですごいプロフェッショナルなショーだったって ですね。で、まあ、だからすごく ある意味映画を見に行ってるようなもので、 それがいいのか悪いのかっていうのは今自分でもまだ考えてるところで判断できないっていうんですけれども、同じものを見るなら別にどこで見ても一緒じゃんってことで、家で映像を見ても一緒じゃんって思うこともあるし、でもそれができるってことはものすごい高い技術を持ったグループなんだっていう、うん、フロントも後ろも含めてだと思うんですけど、うん、すごい高い技術を持ってて、全く同じ演奏をどこでもやってもできるっていうことなんで、うん、それはすごいことだしみたいなことです
ね。そうですね。あ、でもそうなんだ、トムさん。
はい。
So the very interesting is the music is so professional. So, but this time is you said the same. You can see the YouTube and you can see the stage is the same kind or mostly same. But this time the member is different. Before member is not before Baby Metal three persons and the last year the you met out the.Stopped her activity, and this time you said, before you said the other one person's come.
Yes, well, they, after Yui had to drop out, they tried several things. It's actually been a couple of years, I think. I think so, because there was a whole tour in between when she stopped performing and this current tour. When they were trying out different things, but the audience was not reacting very well because they were expecting to see the three girls and the dancing. And so this current incarnation looks basically the same as before. Mm-hmm. They just have a rotating third member who comes. They have several different people that will take that third part at different times. So I knew to expect that from what I'd seen and read.
And this time, which member did you come? So the reform metal?
It was Sayashi Riho, I believe, Morning Musume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you know such a kind of information? Before you don't know the Morning Musume, but recently you talked to Morning Musume, the natural.
Well, I read things. I am a voracious consumer of news. So any kind of news that I can find that's even remotely interesting or connected to something that I know about, I absorb it just to try to have a better understanding of what's going on in the world. So I just pick things up.
Okay.
It's not research. It's just, it just pours into my head and I just collect it over time.
Mm-hmm. And even though the new person came, but the music itself is perfect, professional as before.
Yeah. I mean, it just was exactly like, I don't know how to describe it. It's a very strange, as I said earlier, I'm still processing it because it was a very strange feeling to see essentially what I had seen online, which is like saying on TV, because it's similar, the exact same thing in front of my eyes and having it be so exactly the same that it's almost disorienting to do that, because you expect things to feel different or look different or appear differently when you see them in person, like a juggler. You see a juggler on TV, you go, oh, that's neat. And you see it in person, and you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Because they're actually doing it in front of you. There's usually a big difference between seeing something in person and seeing just a recording of it. But for me, in this instance, and maybe it was just my perception, there was no difference. It was like completely the same, to the point where it just felt strange to me. Like I wanted to see something different. I wanted to see somebody stumble or scratch their face or just do something that like showed humanity or personality or something that's like, you are not a robot, you're an actual person. But they could have been robots and it I wouldn't have known. They could have been holograms and I would not have been able to tell the difference.
How about the audience? Audience also, the reactions is...
Audience loved it. They were jumping around and screaming. I mean, this band is one, I do say, contrary to everything I just said, that anyone who is interested in this band should see them live, because the energy that they generate is impressive. I've been a musician almost all my life, and I've played in bands and seen bands, many, many, many bands. And most musicians, performers, you know, are balancing their energy level with enthusiasm. Like, I really want to entertain you or get you excited, but I only have so much energy, so I will, you know, parcel it out. Use it only when I have to. But this group goes out there, and they're like at 100% from the moment they start till the moment they end, and the energy that they put into what they're doing is phenomenal, and that the audience can't help but be affected by that.
リュウタさん、もうすぐ7時になってしまいました。トムさん結構話してくれましたけども、もう本当にパーフェクトみたいだけど、その観客も含めたその盛り上がりぶりもパーフェクトというか、なんかすごい感じみたいですね、今の話だと。
そうですね。その、まあ、メンバー変わってもあんまり変わらないみたいなところもあって、そのすごいよく寝ある意味よく寝られてる、はい感じだと思うんですけど、でもその行ったそのでもそのライブでの盛り上げ方っていうのもすごいっていうことですよね。
そこまで言われると一回見たくなってきました。
まあライブだけじゃなくて、結構映像的な方から多分人気が出たバンドだと思うし、YouTube とか映像とか見ても結構音楽聴いてるだけとは違うイメージがあるかもしれない、
だから今言ってたように、わざわざ情報集めなくても、普段オンラインでいろんなことを検索してる人にとっては、なんかおのずといろんなベビーメタルの情報が入ってくるみたいな感じのところも、なんか海外で、どんどん広がってるかどうかわからないけど、情報を得やすい状況になってるんでしょうね。